T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Mark Cerce, commercial free for now almost an hour. The 215-592-9494 at Mark Cerce WIP. Let's get into it. 76ers lost over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Bad loss to the Cavs, like bad loss. You know, even with Ben and Joel having good games too, which is normally when those guys play well, they win. But that wasn't the case. And man, they just had nothing behind them on Saturday night. So we've had some Sixers conversation. We'll get back into that. Phillies open spring training. Marcus Mariota, could he be coming to Philadelphia? Is that a good idea? Is that a bad idea? 215-592-9494. And Ike, you're very much open to a guy like Mariota coming.
Yeah, for sure. Listen, he's not at the top of my list, but I wouldn't be opposed to having Marcus Mariota here. Now, I don't necessarily think very highly of Marcus Mariota, but he's a guy that I think as a backup quarterback, somebody coming in playing for a short period of time and having the same skill set that Jalen Hurts has, I think it's a natural fit. I mean, it's a natural fit from a skill set standpoint. The more natural fit would be a guy like Tyrod Taylor, who has been under this – what's the OC name again?
Shane Steichen.
Yeah, they worked together for a couple of years, so that's more of a natural fit. But Marcus, there's not much difference between Marcus Mariota and Tyrod Taylor other than Marcus Mariota is younger.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I mean, and like at least at some point they said, hey, this guy could be the next thing in the league. But you're right. I mean, Tyrod Taylor's probably had more success than Mariota. I mean, it's similar.
It's about the same, yeah. I don't even know if Tyrod Taylor was drafted.
I don't remember a whole heck of a lot before he kind of burst onto the scene with the Bills, I suppose. But I would like to just keep it very, very safe and simple this year, mm-hmm. and go with Jalen Hurts and see what you have. If they draft a quarterback sixth overall, they're telling you that we believe this guy is better and Jalen Hurts really isn't the guy. So that'll tell me a lot. I don't need to bring the best guy off the scrap heap in here to try to find out if he can beat Jalen Hurts in a quarterback competition.
Like, I don't know if that's why they would be bringing him in. And I don't think Marcus Mariota would say to me that the Eagles don't believe in Jalen Hurts. I just think Marcus Mariota is a name. And he has more name recognition than actually real stature in the NFL. Like, have you ever been afraid of Marcus Mariota?
I remember the first camp he had down in Tennessee. The first story was he completed every pass at practice. So, yes, I was scared.
There you go. So it lasted for a little bit. 215-592-9494. But I do think it creates a distraction. And, like, I want a mentor there that's going to help Jalen Hurts.
It creates a distraction because we'll make it a distraction.
You're right. No, you're absolutely right.
Of course we will. We're not a normal football city.
No, all it's going to take is one preseason game of Mariota running around and making a couple throws. Oh!
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Mad Mike. Good idea, bad idea, Mad Mike. How are you?
I don't really care. I mean, unless they bring Chip Kelly back with them, then I think it'd be hilarious. But here's my thing. So the Eagles are $43 million over the cap right now, right?
Right.
But you have to chalk on another $9 million to pay rookies. So you're, at this point, $52 million that you have to find to pay, like, just to get to net zero. So, like, can someone explain to me the plan here? To like, how are you going to have any money to bring in free agents to begin with?
Well, you're not going to have a lot.
Be restructuring contracts.
Well, that's what they're going to do, because that's the only way they can do it.
They're going to just get right back in the same stupid financial situation they got themselves into the first time.
Yeah, probably yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might. They, I mean, they may redo Fletcher again. They just did. They're probably going to redo Brandon Brooks and Lane Johnson. Maybe they'll do it again with Brandon, with BG. I don't know who. Slay? Like, anybody that's making any money, they're the guys you can do it with.
Yeah, but then in a couple years, we're going to have the same financial problem. They're not learning from
their
mistakes.
You're kicking the can, yeah. Yep.
And why would you want to read, like, honestly, Lane Johnson scares me more than anybody, because how do you come back from a collapsed ankle? Like, I don't even know how that works.
Me neither.
Yeah, me either.
This is why I don't trust this franchise to turn it around. And I think they're just going to keep one foot in, one foot out, because Howie wants to protect his job. And he's just going to do the same dumb stuff that's going to give him a couple years of space. And then it's all going to be a nightmare again. And, like, we're just going to do this same idiot stuff all over again.
All right, Mike, appreciate it. Mm. Uplifting as usual, Mad Mike from King of Prussia. But, like,
I always count on him.
Here's the thing. Like, I think Jeffrey Lurie realizes that ultimately, if Jalen Hurts isn't the guy, then they're going to need to find a new guy, and that's going to be likely with a young quarterback, unless they're able to get lucky somehow out there and get somebody else. So I don't think Howie Roseman is going to be doing win now moves this year to try to win as many games possible to save his job. I'm not saying that he wants to lose 14 games, right? But
I would hope he doesn't.
I don't think he's signing like older players to come in and.
But they don't have any money to sign anybody,
right? Well, that's reality.
They don't have any choice. Yeah, they don't have any money to sign anybody.
Andy in Deptford. Andy, how are you, bud? What is up?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Hey.
What's up, Andy?
Oh, man, just getting ready for wrestling practice, coach the kids. You know how that goes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Seen one of your boys' coaches over the weekend, Ike.
Who?
Antoine Perez. I think he coached the DBs over there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know Coach Perez. Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
man,
sir.
He was a hell of a football player.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I heard. Guy. That's what I heard. I heard he was a pretty good ball player in college.
He was a Deptford guy, high school All-American. He went to Woodrow Wilson, though, high school.
I don't care.
And then he wound up going to USC. So, if you go
with
to
the USC,
balling.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went, he went to USC.
Yep.
Who cares?
So, you know you're legit if you go there. But
okay.
He wound up transferring, though. I think he finished up at Maryland.
I mean, it's not the USC from, Marcus Allen days or –
Right.
That was USC in the heyday, though. Reggie Bush years.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, I forgot about that. USC.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah.
You don't see too many cats from Jersey going to USC.
Yeah, the cheating teams, the national championship teams, yes.
Right, right. Mm. But this whole Mariotti situation, man, I don't want nothing to do with him. Because here's the thing. Mm-hmm. We got to find out if Hurts is the guy or not. You don't want him looking over his shoulder if he has a bad series, if he has a bad game. You got to have him let him have this year, let him take his bumps, and then we go from there. I'd like to see a guy like, bring Alex Smith on. Bring an old head vet, can school the young boy on NFL life.
I don't even want to see Alex Smith put on a uniform again.
Well, he won't get in, right?
And you're right. And for all intents and purposes, for his own safety, I don't want to see him put on another uniform.
Right.
But yeah. You're right. If he's going to be a backup with no real threat to go out there and play, that's a better role, I think, for Alex Smith. And you know what? I mean, listen, if they signed Alex Smith, I don't think anybody would be upset that they signed Alex Smith. He just wouldn't be at the top of my list for backup quarterbacks I would want to bring
in. Quickly on the draft, you've been hearing a lot of buzz with Pitts. I think if you take a tight end in the top 10, that's way too high for a tight end. Only tight end I could think of that went that high was Ebron.
Yeah.
When he came out with Detroit, and, we see how his career has been. He shows you flashes up and down, but
he's inconsistent,
with that position and how many holes we have,
yeah.
I think we can suit it a lot more better whether we go wide receiver, whether we go tackle, trade back at the DB. I just don't think tight end is a top priority when you already got one pretty decent one on the roster.
I agree, Andy.
Thank you.
Somebody put out a tweet I saw where they said, hasn't been a tight end drafted in the first round that's actually made the Pro Bowl in over a decade.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So
pretty let alone top 10, just first round period.
Wow.
I mean, you'd have to go back. Just off the top of my head, I'm thinking of Hayden Hurst. I'm thinking of O.J. Howard.
Big time bust.
Evan Ingram. Up there in New York. Those are the three I'm thinking of.
Right. Ebron.
Ebron was the 10th pick overall.
Yep. Crazy Boy is going to jail now.
Kellen Winslow.
That was longer than 10 years ago, but I remember he was like the Washington's – what? Not Washington, Cleveland.
From the U, yeah.
Top five pick. Like a top five pick as a tight end. Tight ends that go in the first round, it's been a while since they've lived up to that type of expectation.
So what is that?
I don't know what
it is.
Weird. It's a bunch of nonsense. Listen, I don't want to bust everybody's bubble. There is no chance the Eagles are taking Kyle Pitts at number 6.
It's weird. I've seen some mock drafts that like maybe Kuiper had him at 4, and then I saw another one that had him going in the middle of the first round.
Yeah. Yeah, I do not see that.
I mean, honestly, even right now, the Goddard pick, he's got a good potential, but he hasn't lived up to the second round pick.
That was a second round pick.
Yeah, and they traded out of the first round to get back there, get an additional pick, and draft him. They got the guy that I think they wanted, and they got more for it. But, like, you know, you need more out of him.
So it would be the Eagles who would take a tight end and turn him into a wide receiver. And then he can't run by anybody.
Right.
Because the corners in the NFL are a lot different.
Yeah.
Right? When you have that big of a body. I just don't see it. Listen, he's a tremendous talent. I just don't see the Eagles doing it.
Yeah. It seems like more of a move if you're a team that has the luxury of saying, like, all right, like our team's actually pretty good. Let's take him right there. Especially being such a top pick.
Are the Eagles a tight end away from being a good team?
No.
No. Well, they have Richard Rodgers too, remember.
There you go. Always open. 7-Eleven.
Let's go to Stu. Stu is in Southwest Philly. Stu, Jack, one covers him.
Jack, do you know what 7-Eleven is?
The convenience store, right?
Okay.
Have you ever been to one?
Yeah, I used to be a big gulp guy.
Oh, okay, so you did go.
You do know what it is.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, come on.
You just scared me for a second. Like, I didn't know if he would know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they're still around.
That's the other thing. I didn't know if they were still around or not.
Yeah, the one
that slushies were always the best.
Slurpees, you idiot.
Yes.
Well, the slushies, they're the same thing. They're just called different.
Yes. No, it's a Slurpee.
No, I know, but if you look around, like, they're all the same thing.
I'm with you, Jack.
They're the best ones.
So when you go to McDonald's and you have that burger with special sauce and three pieces of bread.
Leave him alone, man.
It's still a Slurpee.
It's called a Slurpee.
It's a slushy.
All right, put it out on Twitter. Is it a Slurpee or a slushy from 7-Eleven? You're going to lose 90 to nothing. Let's go to Stu in Southwest Philly. Stu, how are you?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
What's up, Stu?
I'm good, man. This Marcus Mariota thing with Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni doesn't owe Jalen Hurts anything. He didn't draft him. So he's not signed to him. We don't have to wait for games to evaluate Jalen Hurts. We can evaluate Jalen Hurts in practice. He's going to be evaluated in practice just like any other quarterback that they draft or bring in. So just because we're waiting for the games doesn't mean we can't evaluate the quarterback at the same time. You know what I mean? So it's mostly in practice. And what he does with the pill, throwing it, is ultimately going to win him the job or not.
Mm-hmm. So you would be okay with bringing him in?
Yeah, I would be okay with bringing. We got to bring in a veteran quarterback, you know, just in case he falls on his face. We got to keep it afloat. I don't know about Hurts. I'm still skeptical about can he throw. You know, he's a 52% passer. He's got all the intangibles, but so did Tebow. I don't know about him. Can he throw the ball when he needs to, when the defense is, like, gearing for him to run? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Running quarterbacks, the problem with running quarterbacks is the fact is they run. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. You know what I mean? They run too much. You know what I mean? So
it's like a safety blanket for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you take off.
It becomes a problem because, you know, when you call a good play, and then they run because they don't see it.
Yeah, you want him to go through his progressions rather than taking off after the first one. And I think that's what you saw a lot with Jalen Hurts because he felt the pressure and he ran. That's why he had so many rushing yards. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
I think if I want the Eagles to do anything, I want them to start on the lines. So if they could get Penei Sewell.
Mm-hmm. Man.
I would love it. You know what I mean? It's not sexy, but they got to start new. And if you're going to start over, you start on the lines. And he's number one for me right now.
Yeah. I don't see how he comes. He doesn't come in. We're just watching him on film. And I know it's Oregon, so I got to be careful with that Pac-12. It's not like he's going up against any legit pass rushers out there in the Pac-12. That's sort of what you want to know when you're watching an offensive lineman. First thing you're doing, all right, you're looking at his technique. You're looking at whether or not he has good feet, good hands, good athleticism, good bend at the waist at that size. Then you want to know, okay, after he's done such a great job, who did he block? Who did he have to pass protect against? Right, when we're evaluating Andre Dillard, who's he going up against? Casey Tuhill? Like, what the hell are we looking at?
It's a great point.
I mean, you feel me?
Yeah, I'd be good too, right, going up against me trying
exactly,
to rush.
Exactly, yeah. So when I'm taking a Pac-12 offensive tackle, I want to look at the edge rushers he's going up against. You're talking about no holes he created when he's going up against those guys.
Was Casey Tuhill the guy that got cut and there's like, you'll rue the day that you release Casey Tuhill? And the Washington football team got him?
Picked him up, yeah.
Oh, man, the people were hot that
yeah,
day.
Yeah, my bad, Casey. Your name was just the first one that came to mind, man. Sorry about that.
No, but Stanford defensive end, yeah, to your point.
Exactly, man.
To your point. Yeah, he's going to look great doing that.
Damn, but defensive ends from Washington State. Like, what are we looking at here?
Marks and Riesel, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to compare Bryce Harper saying water to Ike Reese saying water.
Come on, man. Ooh,
boy.
I know this was your idea, Jack.
Oh, the first second I saw it, I said, yep, I need an official breakdown on that.
Yeah. We need to hear who has the more authentic Philly accent. Is it Bryce or is it Ike?
Two guys that people claim are Philly guys.
Yeah, two Philly guys. They should be able to say it appropriately, right? I may not say water, but water? I know how to say water.
Yeah, honestly, like, I was listening.
Is it water?
It's yeah, like water.
You're still struggling to say.
Like, I am. When you it's go not out, natural.
Yeah, but like when you get, what do you put in the fire?
Water.
No. The start of fire.
Wood.
Oh, wood. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just wood-er.
Yeah, water.
Yeah.
That's a little better.
I heard the camera say water today, and it's like, come on, man. Like, you're almost in your mid-40s. Like, it's time to drop the wood.
But
balls.
Joe to Kamara.
Jihad in Ewing, New Jersey. Let's talk about the 76ers. What's up, Jihad? How are you?
What's up, everybody? I'm good.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Damn, Jihad, you done changed the whole mood with your voice, bro.
All right.
Man, you guys already know that.
I wasn't expecting it, though.
You're extra deep today.
Yeah, sounds good. All right. I'm ready, bro.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, yeah, Sixers. A trade. How come nobody's mentioning Tim Hardaway Jr., Dallas Mavericks? Like, that's a real good shooter.
Well, he's a guy that I felt like that they last year they tried it with Burks, right? They tried to bring in a guy that's just
that
kind
terrible.
Of a, yeah. I think they want to try to do better. By the way, if they can't do better, they will bring in a guy like that.
How much money is Hardaway making?
Too much.
Yeah, he makes some change.
No, for me, Jihad, it's Kyle Lowry, or it's got to be someone that actually is a starter. I know Lowry is that's the prize, I guess, of guys that will be available. But I mean, if you want to, if you feel like you can win this year or make it to the finals with Kyle Lowry, you got to make it happen.
Yeah, I'm tired of Danny Green though. He's annoying.
Yes, me too.
Oh my god!
Like, every single time, he just be breaking shots, man. It's annoying. It's like one day he could be like super hot, and then next day he colder than Antarctica.
Yeah, I don't remember a lot of the super hot, but
yeah, really, he might have a moment or two where he's super hot. But
I do remember that with Seth Curry.
No, he started off well at the beginning of the season.
Yep,
and then he got COVID. And that
yes, that's the current excuse that's being put out there.
The doc rolled it out. Doc didn't roll it out, did he? He didn't roll out COVID, did he?
I'm not sure.
I thought that was it Seth that said it or somebody else? Or somebody write about it that he hasn't been the same since coming back from COVID?
Yeah, they would say, I forget. It might have been Keith Pompey. But
yeah,
one of that was kind
was,
of the,
yeah.
that was kind of the story that was going around yesterday, which was like not making an excuse for him, but setting it up there to be like, listen, here's the facts. He hasn't been the same since.
Sure. My first few shows after COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all noticed. We just didn't want to bring it up.
Little lethargic. By the way, didn't miss a show.
No,
holla at your
not
boy.
Once. Well, I mean, we did have 4 days off after it, but yeah.
All right. Well, yes,
you did not. You did not miss a show. You're right.
Did not miss a show. Didn't complain. Didn't say anything else like that.
Oh.
So, by the way,
went on and did the job.
That's right. I mean, listen, that's what a Philly guy does.
Tim Hardaway Jr. is making almost $19 million.
I knew it was close to 20.
Who said he got like an $80 million contract with the Mets?
I knew it was close to 20.
And he had a trade kicker too.
Oh wow.
In there, yeah. So he makes 15%. Well, he could waive it. Which with these guys, some of these guys will do to say, hey, listen, I got a chance to win. It's worth it for me to waive it. That's not the guy I'm looking for. I'll take him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's a scorer.
Yeah.
He's not the guy that's putting you over the top of beating Brooklyn.
No. Nope. And just the fact that Toby was out and you're thinking the whole game, man, they miss him.
Mm-hmm.
They miss him, and they don't have anybody else that he's even really capable of stepping in to be there.
Because at least Toby can get his own shot. He's not great at doing it, right? But he can get his own shot.
Yep, he can. Let's go to Herb. Herb in Northeast Philly. Herbie!
What's up, bro?
What's up, Herb?
Yeah, so this is what I want to do right now.
All right.
I got five players from the Eagles that are we got Graham, Sanders, Slay, we got Cox, and we got Ertz. If we call the Miami Dolphins, we tell them, take three of these players, any three you want. Give us the 18th pick. In return, they give us the seventh round this year. In return, in 2 years, 2023, we kick them back a fourth round, maybe a third round.
That's a great idea.
We go take this kid. This kid is a pro bowler, Najee Harris, okay? This kid's got, what do you call, lightning, power.
Well, you want to take him top 10, you're saying?
I want to take him at 18.
Oh, gotcha.
In the first round. Then whatever we get at pick six, I don't want no quarterback. I'm sticking with Hurts. I've been sticking with Hurts for the last 2 months with you.
Okay.
Okay? I want, if we can get the tight end, fine. Or Delonte Smith or this other kid from LSU, fine, whatever. There's three or four wide receivers. The reason why I like my guy from Archbishop Wood,
Kyle Pitts,
is because I can use him in different formations. Okay, it's not just tight end. I can use him as a wideout. I can mix it up. Okay,
mm-hmm.
12 personnel, 11 personnel, whatever. Okay, I do what I want to do. You understand?
I do. You dictated, Herb.
I'm going to tell you something else.
Uh-oh.
In the fifth round, the Eagles need, to go get themselves a fullback. And I got three of them right now.
I think they use a fullback.
I got three of them.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
You know these names?
It's not even three.
Herb, I don't think three fullbacks are good enough.
You know what they call them? The wrecking ball. I got another kid named
What teams use the fullback?
There's not three fullbacks in the entire country, Herb. I don't know. Who's using fullbacks in college?
They won Super Bowls with that fullback, John Gruden. You guys couldn't cover in that game. You couldn't cover in that game down there.
All right. All right, Herb, listen, we will put Jack is going to put the fullback on the watch list when we get our next draft analyst.
Yeah, the day I can't cover a fullback is the day I can't play anymore. We need to just go ahead and retire.
How many teams do use a fullback, though?
Niners?
Not that they're going to use a fifth-round draft pick on a fullback. Yeah. Yes, the Niners.
All you got to do is look at the Pro Bowl roster. Whoever went to the Pro Bowl as a fullback, those are the only teams that use them.
Pretty much. That's why the dude from
– I think it's the Niners in Baltimore.
Yeah, and the fullback went for Baltimore to the Niners. Same guy.
Oh, he did. That's right. Juszczyk.
Yes. The Niners are like, we'll give you a couple million a year. But the Ravens were like, all right, see ya. We're not going to pay that.
Yeah, fullback, yeah. Right ahead.
It's unbelievable. Over the weekend, I guess it was yesterday, Irv Cross passed away. Two-time Pro Bowler with the Eagles. He was, I remember him. Like, one of my first memories of football was Brent Musburger, Irv Cross, Jimmy the Greek on the NFL Today. I know Phyllis George was with them as well, but I remember that, but I remember more. Like, my heyday was a little bit later into the 80s with You're Looking Live.
Yeah.
You know, Brent would lead you off, and then Irv Cross would get in there. Did you ever meet Irv?
I don't believe so.
He was out of broadcasting by the time, by the 90s, the mid-90s, he was out.
Yeah, and I was wondering, had I met him back here? Like, did he come back here?
Yeah.
At one of the alumni things or what have you. I think I would have. You know what? I did meet Irv Cross. What am I talking about? Pre-game.
Did he come to the
tent?
He
was an honorary captain 1 year.
Yeah, Glenn tweeted out a picture of him and Irv.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's when it was, yeah. He was an honorary captain 1 year.
Man, that's so cool.
Yeah, that's normally where I meet the guys.
Yeah.
They stopped by the pregame show.
Now, did he know the fight song?
Doubt it.
Now, see, you grew up in AFC, in AFC, because you're in an AFC city, but growing up here with CBS then being the network that did the NFC games, and, there's not an ESPN pregame, there's not an NFL Network pregame. Like, that's pretty much the only show you have in town.
Yeah.
So they were the first, Irv Cross, Brent Musburger, and they were the first live pregame show. Irv was the first African-American sports analyst on national television. He was a trailblazer at what he did.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously being young, I didn't realize he was the first African-American on TV doing the pregame shows
and
what have you. But like you just said, that was the Sunday sort of ritual. You got up to watch. I mean, I knew football was coming on at 1 o'clock, and I knew the pregame, that CBS pregame show, was 12:30. 12:30 to 1, right?
12:30, I don't even think it was an hour.
I think it was 30 minutes, yeah.
Probably it.
And Jimmy the Greek would give you his best bets.
He'd give you the bets.
Yep, for that week.
And Irv would do like the interview with a coach or something like that. Like, that was kind of his role in addition to the analysis.
Yep.
And then Brent was Brent.
Yep.
Brent was Brent. Do you remember the theme?
Oh, yeah.
Not a big... Jack, you like that? The NFL Today?
It sounds kind of like the one today, that they still have today.
They probably still use a little bit of
that. Yeah, they use a sample of it.
Yes, a sample. Because it was an iconic sound.
Iconic.
Everybody, and that's probably why they still use part of it.
Yeah, I pulled it up after I saw Irv had passed away. Just wanted to bring back some memories. I watched a YouTube chunk. It was probably like a good 10 or 15 minutes of a random 1986 pregame show. The Eagles were they playing the Dolphins?
Okay.
I forget exactly who were there. I don't even remember who they were playing, but they were, no, the Rams, because the Rams were undefeated and the Eagles were winless. So it was early in the season in 1986. And Brent went around the league with the different stadiums, and then they had the intro and they came back, and then they were talking about the games. It brought me back to my childhood. It did. My grandfather hated Brent Musburger for some reason. Hated him with a passion. I just remember he'd be screaming and yelling about Brent, but you shut up, Musburger. I don't know why. He smoked cigarettes, and he would ash the cigarettes in his hand. He used his hand as like the ashtray. He would cup his hand and put them in his hand, and he would yell about Musburger.
What an alpha male kind of thing to do.
Yeah, that's old school.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Put that bad boy out in his hand too when it was time to put it out.
What was his day job?
Did he
bring his lunch pail to work?
He was, for sure. He had many jobs. What I remember was he did vending machine stuff.
So
he had this big van with the 25-cent packs of Wrigley's, whatever that is, just like an entire van full of them. And
Juicy
other
fruit,
oh.
Double mint, spearmint. All those, I just steal all those out the corner store.
Oh my God, the juicy fruit was disgusting.
Selling at school.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty good deal. 5 sticks of gum for 25 cents.
Hey, man.
Like?
Reese's, the candy man. The candy man.
Was that?
We're in the candy, lunchtime. Meet me at the lunch table.
Were Reese's around when you were growing up?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know how old Reese's are.
But it's a good question.
I was around when I was a kid. I'm assuming they were out before.
I would assume that
they've
been out.
I don't know when they originated.
For a little bit of
time. Hershey, right?
Is that who it is?
Yeah, Hershey's. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Delicious. Guided door and window. Buy any window or door. Get the second at 50% off, plus interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Call Guided Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. Back then, you had a half hour because NBC had the AFC games, mm-hmm. so they had their their pregame show. Yeah, but I don't remember much about who was on that, right? Who was on, because you knew who was on the NFL Today because it was kind of the same panel that was there for a long time.
And NBC didn't get theirs until way later.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, CBS had that pregame show for a while. Yeah.
So that was the first one in 1971. Before,
yeah. I think NBC's didn't start until the 80s.
The 80s, right. Yeah. It didn't start until years after the CBS one. All right. So Bryce Harper caused the stir a couple weeks ago when he reported for spring training by wearing a clear Wooter shirt.
Right. There it is. Getting closer.
Wooter.
It's still not flowing out of your mouth.
It's not natural for you. Like, it pains me to watch you try to do it. Yeah.
Right.
All right, well, believe me, if you didn't, it obviously doesn't pain you because you keep bringing this up.
Well, no.
If you want to hear a natural water, just listen to Joe DeCamera. Get him to say it because that rolls right out of his mouth. Water.
No, it's going to be water for me regardless. Well, I'm trying to fit in to be a Philly guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't say water. I say water, but my mother says says water. She was over yesterday and I noticed that she said water. Anyway. So Bryce had this. He had the T-shirt. So I guess they asked him about it, or they asked him about
this. He was just mic'd up, and he was just talking about
it. All right, so listen.
Clear Wooter. Wooter.
All right, now do we have Ike Reese trying to say water?
Clear water.
Clear Wooter. Wooter.
Clear water.
but that's the first time you said it.
Yeah, I don't.
Now you would say clear water a little bit better.
No, I'm going to still say clear water. Yeah. I'm going to still say clear water.
Clear water?
Yeah, clear water.
Yeah. Oh, man. Floyd from Philly wants to mention something with Irv Cross. Floyd, what's up?
Yes, I'm talking about Irv Cross.
Uh-oh. What's up, Floyd?
When he gets Jim Brown at Franklin Field.
Okay.
He's the only person I ever saw in my life that took Jim Brown in a hit. He banged Jim Brown. And Jim Brown walked about 5 yards away from the hit and turned around and looked who hit him.
Good player, huh?
Irv Cross, he was a hell of a player. You talking about how Dawkins hit? Oh, my goodness.
Irv Cross hit like Dawkins?
See, even hard. I tell you what, never in my life have I ever saw someone hit Jim Brown with one player hit Jim Brown, knocking down, tackled him.
Okay.
I'm 71 years old.
God bless you, Floyd. Thanks for the story. Appreciate it. Today was announced by the state, Ike, that fans. So last week you had the announcement from the city saying they're going to allow a certain amount of fans back in the stands, but that nothing could be done with that until the state changed their guidelines, right? So today the state said that 8,000 people can be in an outdoor venue and 3,000 can be in an indoor venue, right? So what that would mean, and that's including employees and players and coaches and everything like that. So it seems like around 7,000, maybe a little bit more for a Phillies game. And now the city has to approve this as well. So the city has to say, okay, we're following the state guidelines and approve this. Mm-hmm. But it seems like, listen, then we got the opening day about a month away or a month away. There may be 7,000 people in for the opener, which is good news.
Yeah, and I'm sure, listen, people who have been season ticket holders, they'll figure out, like they did with the Eagles games early, how many people can go rotate, that whole sort of thing. But I think for our viewers, who aren't necessarily down at the ballpark on a night-to-night basis, being able to watch the Phillies play and have actual fans in the stands, that's going to be great. It's going to be great for those who want to go to baseball games. I said this last week. They open up these ballparks for fans to be able to come back. Those that want to go back, it's great that you have the opportunity to do that. But I know there are a lot of people out there who are like, okay, I'm not in a rush to go back to a stadium.
Yeah.
So, but for those who want to do it, it's awesome. It's awesome for you. You'll be able to do it. I'm imagining it's going to be safe. And who doesn't want fans back in the stands? I'm sure the players appreciate it.
Yep, sure. I heard Noel after his start today. He was talking about how you appreciated the fans more when you didn't have them at all. And it's like, man, they give you a natural boost. You know, being out there in a stadium and there's nobody there and it's dead silent, it's very different than doing that. So it's, and then 3,000 people in the Wells Fargo Center. So again, you probably get like around 2,000 that they would allow in. And that can have, like, their seasons are going on right now. So once the city approves that, I'm sure the Sixers and the Flyers are ready to go, and they have a plan in place to get some tickets out there.
Oh, yeah.
Which will be good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, be good to get a couple thousand people in there. I just watching baseball over the weekend, it was great to see fans back in the stands, even though you could obviously tell the difference from having a full stadium, even in spring training, to have a couple thousand. But you saw them out there. You saw the home run that was hit. So it was nice to see the fans back
out
there.
Didn't see many masks in the stands today.
They're in Florida.
Yeah, they're in Florida.
Yeah, I know.
Hell, I'm surprised it's not a full field.
Did anybody had a mask on?
Yeah.
215-592.
LA's down there right in the midst of this stuff.
94-94. Yes. Yes, LA called in from the the seating area that's over on the third base side. I believe that's where he was sitting. So Scott and Franzen had the call here from Philadelphia. They were at the ballpark doing the call. And LA was in Florida because he lives in Florida. He's down there. So that was it was nice. And Matt Joyce, you getting your jersey, Ike?
No.
He went deep today for the Phillies.
Yeah, nice. I see. I mean, and Jack's new favorite player.
Oh, he's the best right fielder on the team.
Okay.
No. In all seriousness, he's a good little player. Like he's a Dobbsy. Yeah, Dobbsy like.
Dobber.
Good Dobbsies, not bad Dobbsy. Good Dobbsy.
No, 2008 Dobbsy, not 2009, 10.
11.
That version.
11. Yeah. Then he went to the Marlins and he came back and got booed here. 215-592-9494. We'll get to some phone calls on the other side. You know, it's mock draft season, Ike, and this guy has a mock draft, and that guy has a mock draft, and the mock drafts that we like are because the players that we want are there. But there's there's chaos when it comes to mocks these days. And maybe the worst mock draft of the season hit the internet today.
Well, just think, it's March 1st. We got almost 2 full months before day one of the draft.
And no one puts out their real mock until the week of.
To the week of, yeah. It's April 29th. I can't believe the draft is that late.
So how many times are we going to have taken a quarterback in mock drafts? We're going to be from a quarterback to back to a wide receiver to an offensive lineman.
Well, if the Eagles, that's why when free agency starts, it's going to be interesting to see what they do with the quarterback position in free agency. Will they bring somebody in?
Do they wait to see like what happens with the market, and then maybe they wait till after the draft to see what's left out there? I don't.
Oh, I would imagine they got a guy. I mean, you have to have a guy pegged, don't you? Like, I would think it's Tyrod Taylor, and the coaches know.
Yeah, the dots are connected with it.
I mean, I would think it's him. But if they don't, you know they're going in the draft to get a quarterback, and then it's going to be where do they take a quarterback?
Right. Is it a fourth rounder? Is it a first rounder?
Right.
Is it sixth overall? And there's a lot of smoke out there with the Eagles taking a quarterback in the mock draft. So we'll share with you coming up the worst mock draft of the season. It hit the internet today. What did it have the Eagles doing? We'll tell you coming up right after this. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.